right, so you've heard us talk about here the Attorney General, you know, going around and shutting down companies. Apparently Menards and some others now, the focus of her displeasure, apparently painting your house or painting rooms or doing home improvement projects, that's not essential during the Stay Home, Stay Safe executive order. And state agencies and law enforcement agencies around the state being recognized for their work in the compliance of the Stay Home, Stay Safe order. Departments including Auburn Hills, Branch County, Gladstone Police, Hamtramck, Iron Mountain, the DNR, and others for, you know, issuing citations to people who apparently are in violation. My next guest might have a different opinion. Charlevoix County Sheriff Chuck Vondra on the line with me. Good morning, Sheriff.
Good morning.
How you feeling?
I'm feeling great. How are you, Steve?
I feel great. You know, summer in northern Michigan's right around the corner. So I wanted to get you on the line here because you've often done your own, you've walked your own way and marched your own drummer, I think it's fair to say. So let me ask you, are you setting up a hotline in Charlevoix County to enforce the stay-at-home order?
No, we have not.
Any intention of that?
No intention.
So
no.
What's your opinion of that? When you hear that sort of thing...
Well, I guess there's multiple ways to gain compliance. The people that live in Charlevoix County are not ignorant to the fact that there's a pandemic and a medical emergency out there. They understand it. You know, they're finding that balance between following the rules and staying safe and being physically and mentally healthy.
So as we look to the future here, obviously it's been an early spring. My understanding is the ice is out of Lake Charlevoix, which is good news, which means boating is not too far away, and beaches and parks and all of that good news. And in some places, they're shutting down the beaches. They're shutting down the boat launches. They're shutting down the parks. What's going to happen in your neck of the woods, in Charlevoix County?
Well, obviously, the state runs their system, whether it's their boat launch or their state park, and they can decide to do what they want to do. I had a conference call Monday with all the leaders in Charlevoix County, from township folks to city administrators, police, fire, ambulance, emergency management. And actually, that question came up, and I think it came up because, as you said, the ice is gone, and there's actually been boaters on Lake Charlevoix and Lake Michigan already. The steelhead are out. People are fishing. It's a great thing. They're observing social distancing. I don't think it's too much different to go boating with your family than it is to stay in your house with your family.
I agree with that. You know, although I catch more fish when I'm out instead of sitting on my couch. There is that. No question. Yeah. Charlevoix County Sheriff Chuck Vondra, the reason I ask is, I find it kind of off-putting, and you know, and I don't want to put you on the spot here necessarily, but when the Attorney General says, you know, we're going to praise police for you know, issuing $1,000 fines and, you know, inciting these people, and now we hear that there's going to be use of drones maybe in Detroit to find people and cite them, I don't like that. To me, it's like the New World Order or Brave New World or something. I don't care for it, Sheriff.
No, I don't either particularly. But you know, for the long term and the relationships between police and the community, it's always better to gain compliance by respect. Issuing a ticket, obviously, if it's needed because there's a gross violation and people refuse to comply, you know, that's a last resort. Unfortunately, we don't have that. I shouldn't say that. We did issue one. I apologize. We issued one of the executive order tickets.
Oh, you did?
I did, yeah.
Well, tell me about that.
Well, that was a resident who thought it was appropriate to drive to Lansing and buy crack cocaine and come back. So among his other charges, we charged him with that.
So wait a second. You charged the crack dealer under the you need to be staying at home selling your crack order.
Yeah, we're going to do that with you know, all the drug dealers and the ilk of society that bring the bad to our beautiful community. And quite honestly, Steve, in a large part, folks are chipping in and doing what they have to do. You know, we have three local manufacturers in Charlevoix County that are switched their operations to building face shields for emergency service workers, medical responders for police. I think that's just amazing. You know, the one facility that was making them couldn't put them together fast enough. So we had our jail population put these things together so we can get them out for the people to be safe.
So you didn't you didn't turn your inmates loose. You said, "Hey, you can help out by doing this." That's a really good idea, Sheriff Chuck Vondra here with us. So what is it like up there? Do you have a lot of cases? A few cases? You know, I haven't kept up. You know, most of it's in Detroit, as you know, in the state. But what are you dealing with?
Yeah, we're dealing. There's some cases here. There's I think 9 in Charlevoix County. No deaths, thank God. We have no deaths from the virus, so that's really good. But you know, it is a pandemic. It is dangerous, but folks are following the rules too.
Yeah, use your head. One other thing I was going to ask you about before I let you go, and simply this is that, you know, I've seen some posts on social media. Hey, if you have a second home in northern Michigan, I'm not referring to Charlevoix County specifically, just in general, don't come up north. You know, we're not prepared for a pandemic up here the way you can in other places. And so some people are saying, you know, even if you own a home here, don't burden our healthcare system in northern Michigan. You're probably seeing the same thing.
We are, although I'll tell you that there are folks that have made the trek. If you drive around, you know the spots. You look, the cars are here. And it does put a burden on the healthcare system. Obviously, the healthcare system's built for the year-round population, not the seasonal population, especially in a pandemic. So if you're talking morgue space or doctor availability or bed space or ventilators, it's built for what's here, and so is wherever you're from originally is built for that as well.
And hopefully hopefully we'll turn the corner on this. But I greatly appreciate you weighing in, and I'm glad that, you know, if I'm just out in my yard, I won't see a drone flying up and giving me a ticket. I greatly appreciate that, Sheriff.
Hey, you guys have a great day.
You too, my friend. Charlevoix County Sheriff Chuck Vondra here in the No Panic Zone on the Steve Gruber Show. Good to have him here. He's just going to run his county with common sense, it seems to me. This part of the program brought to you by DTE Energy, providing safe, reliable natural gas to customers all across Michigan. DTE Energy, know your own power. As I mentioned, it's the No Panic Zone. You can always find out more at stevegruber.com. Follow us on Facebook. I ask you to do that, please. We're growing quite a community, growing fast. The Steve Gruber Show on Facebook. We'll be right back in the No Panic Zone.